I would like to give you both an update.
A Ricky Ponting update.
Operation Bourbon and Beefsteak.
And Turek.
In Turek.
Have you got him?
Well, I've been doing some digging first. And what I have found...
What do you mean digging? Just ring him up and ask him.
This is what I'm talking about.
If you're that close to him...
I got a friend of mine who
Schroeder.
Plays a bit of golf. No, he lives in Adelaide these days.
Nick Gold.
No, that's it. I've got a friend of mine who plays a lot of golf with Ricky Ponting, and I asked him to...
Did he win a Australian PGA?
Yes, that is correct. Anyway, I asked him to look in Ricky's phone.
Yes.
To see if my number comes up.
No.
Uh-oh.
He's taken my name out of his phone.
No. He's lost his phone. He's lost your contact.
I'm telling you.
He's lost his
contact. It's not in there.
I've got it.
Yeah, you've got my name in your phone?
No, I've got his and he'll have mine.
Okay, well, this is where this investigation needs to start.
We share photos.
Is that right? You and Ricky?
Yep.
What do you share photos about?
Golf, North Melbourne, life.
So the update is there's no update.
The update is that one of the reasons that my calls have been going through to the keeper, if you don't mind, is because my name's not in his phone.
We'll send him a text and say, hi, Ricky, it's Mark Allen here, give me a call.
I'll do that. Oh, God. Operation Bourbon and Beefsteak, Interac. That's where we're going to start.
Oh, if you say you're going to get someone on, can you, for goodness sake, get it done?
Hang on a second.
There's nothing worse than someone not following through and getting their mind.
What about, a little bit of pot kettle
coming
here.
Hang
on, Ox.
It's embarrassing.
You have been promising for months now, I think. Is it fair to say months?
Months.
To get Wayne Carey, the
Call
duck
him.
On.
Call him right now.
I saw the duck the other day.
Call him right now.
He doesn't even know who you are.
Call him right now.
All right, okay.
This will go through to the keeper.
Call him. Okay. This is the difference between us two. He will give us time if he answers. He will.
Hello?
Wayne, Ox.
Ox, how are you, buddy?
Hang on a second. Tell him what's happening.
No.
No, you have to.
Hey, Duck. Duck, great to have you on.
You've got to let him know what's happening.
I know you've got plenty of time to talk to us. Have you got time to talk to us?
Hey, is Marco with you, is he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
I hate to do this to you, boys, but I'm flat out.
No.
Mate, hang on. Just hang on for one sec. I'll get my diary.
Can you give us a date?
I still use a paper diary. once I've written it in there,
right.
And I've got I've got the dentist in about 10 minutes. And I've got lunch and then a massage. And then I've got to pick up Carter. So
righto.
Mate, more than happy to have a chat in a couple of weeks, boys, all right?
Hey, thanks for your time, Doc. Right. I really appreciate it.
Gotta go.
No worries,
gotta go. See you, boys. Thank you.
No worries. Well, look, you said you'd get him on.
I just got brushed.
Oh well. That's what happens, mate.
Oh,
that's what happens.
That is too funny.
I was going to launch
another... He was having a massage at the dentist.
Oh. I was going to launch another investigation. I was trying to work out a name for what we call it.
At least he answers the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't even get time to ask how the shoulder's going.
Well, obviously not good. He's having dentist and massage and...
That's what it would have been. It would have been operation shoulder
busy.
Strapping.
He's busy. He's, if he can't talk to us, he's really, really busy.
Well, he's got a massage. That's bloody important.
Oh,
well, at least he answered. That's good. I mean, punter doesn't even answer your calls, mate.
No, straight through the keeper.
I explained why.
Well, send him a text message now.
Sounds very
fuzzy.
Freddie Mercury request on LinkedIn.
I've done that. My sheet says we're talking about cars. Why would we be talking about something so boring as
cars? I bought another car.
Oh, that's not boring.
I bought another car.
Oh.
I had to buy another car.
Who for this time?
This one's for me.
What? Well, you need something for towing or something?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I just need another car. Need another car.
I don't know.
You know, to try and buy a car here in Victoria.
Hey, what'd you get?
I bought an Audi.
Oh.
It's a little Audi, seven years old.
Beautiful.
I don't buy new anymore.
Electric?
Too expensive. No, it's not a
hybrid?
No, this one's not a hybrid. This one's an SQ5.
An SQ?
It's a banger.
Is SQ5.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's got mags.
Super quick 5.
It's got a fin on the back.
No, it doesn't got a fin. But it goes quick. Like it goes But yeah. Every time I had to buy a car because I bought a car for my daughter recently.
Yeah.
And we've just got one for me. You can't buy them here in Victoria for the right price. Why are cars in Victoria dearer?
Because this is the People's Republic of Victoria the taxing is just ridiculous. That's why.
Yeah, that's because of your member, Dan Andrews.
No, let's not go.
Are you still playing golf with him?
You promised me that we'd never speak about that Dan on this pod.
Okay.
And we can't do it because this man, third man Dan.
Loves him.
No, I'm not sure he loves him. No, but
is he on your team?
He's the one Dan that we've got on this show.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we've changed his name to Third Man.
That's correct.
And because all Dan's a man.
That's how it started.
Anyway, so I bought the other Audi for my daughter up in Byron Bay.
How's that one going?
Oh, awesome.
How's her driving
little
going?
Little hybrid. She's flying. She's good flying on her. And so,
good on you,
Indy. So 1,680 k's to get back from Byron. I did the first 11 hours straight. I thought, I'm going to go the whole way without a break.
You're a good driver in that situation?
Yeah, great. And then I got the sleepies. So about a minute later,
what do you do when you get the sleepies?
Pull over.
You've got to do it.
Pull over, have a kip. I had an hour and a half kippy.
You didn't put the window down, put the head out the window for a while?
Then I had a big M.
Oh!
Big M's get you
chalky
going.
Chalky or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Well, hang on. We shouldn't skip over that because if you are driving and you get really sick, you've got to pull over and
you've got it.
You have to do it.
No, nap up. Just nap up. Yeah. You just put the seat right back, put the heated seats on.
I'm going to tell you a story in a second.
Go on. You can interrupt.
When I went through the tour school, right, it was my first time to go through the tour school. Dad, who has a plastic hip at this stage, I was 21 when I went through it. He said he'd come up and caddy for me.
No plastic hips.
Well, you know, it's titaniums. They call them plastic. Yeah, fake hip. He had a fake hip. And at this stage, he was 50 years old, so, you know, as old as I am now. Well, he must have been 45. And he's on his second plastic hip. So he had one.
Gee,
he
started young.
Yeah, he was buggered. Anyway, he drives up. Now,
where was tool school?
Riverside Oaks up in New South Wales. Anyway,
never heard of it.
He was always too nervous to watch me play, but I guess he wanted a week off from work, so he came up. Anyway, we birdied the first three holes in the tour school. It's over. You know, I just cruised through because at that stage, all you had to do was prove you could play, which was break 300 over 4 rounds. It's pretty easy. You don't have to shoot 12 over. But still, it's in the back of your mind. Yeah. Anyway, I finish up. It's funny, I was even par with 9 holes to play, right? And all you have to do is shoot 12. On the 10th tee, I'm calculating what I could shoot to get my card, and I started bogey, double bogey, bogey.
Well,
I still remember.
40, you could have 48 in the back nine.
On the back nine. Anyway, stupid things you do. So I had a beer after.
After the game?
After the game. I had a beer. It's time to drive home because we drove up there. Anyway, so I've had a few beers. What do I do? I'm a two-pot screener. I always have been. I get in the back seat and just fall asleep. Anyway, I wake up in the middle of the night because the music's on. Dad's been driving for 5 hours. He's tired because he's caddied for not 72 holes, 90 holes because he caddied in the practice round as well. He's cooked on, you know, one leg basically. And I wake up, the music's on, and I look over at Dad. He's got the window down. His head's out the window. He's trying to stay awake. The old school way. I said, Dad, what are you doing? Anyway, we stopped. We got home safely. But, oh, my, what a shock.
Just takes a butterfly or a moth or something.
Well, funny as a kid because your parents are always so rock solid.
Yeah.
It was the first time that I'd ever seen Dad do something completely reckless.
Yeah.
Completely off the charts reckless. Like it's midnight, it's head out the window, driving with one hand, trying to stay awake. With me in the back seat.
No, I pull over and I even do it on going down to Geelong. If I get really tired, I just pull into the service station, sit down, have a 15-minute kipper, 20-minute kipper, buy a Red Bull or a Big M. Red Bull if I'm really battling.
Bit of body.
Not Red Bull. So anyway, so I find this car. So I did the Byron Bay, and now I'm looking everywhere in Victoria to find this one car that I kind of like.
Yeah.
Where do you think I find it? Canberra.
Canberra?
Canberra.
Can you get some porn while you're there?
Get some porn. I said, fill up the boot with porn and fireworks, and I'm out of here. So I ring up my mate Woz, and Woz has been on our podcast. Yeah. I said, Woz is a metal sheet worker.
Right.
Very mechanical. I said, Woz, go over and have a look at the car. So he goes into Lennox Motors, goes in there.
Hang on, he lives in Canberra.
He lives in Canberra.
That's pretty handy.
He loves fireworks.
How handy.
And so he's over there. So I get him to have a look at it. FaceTimes me. He said, yeah, got a few scratches. Still pretty good. I said, open up the bonnet. He opens up, has a look in the bonnet. He goes, yeah, no oil spills, all that sort of stuff. So I buy the car run. Basically, I don't see it. So, right. I buy the car. Then I've got to work out how I'm going to get it down to Melbourne. Yeah.
Were you sticking on a train or something? What
well,
are you doing?
They said, oh, it'll cost you $300 to get to Albury or $500 to get it to Melbourne. I thought, no, right. I'll just get on a flight. Well, blow me down. Have you ever tried to get a flight to Canberra?
No. Oh,
very expensive.
It is the dearest sector
yep.
in Australia to fly.
So hang on a second. They're just ripping off Polly's, which means of they're course. Ripping off us.
They're yep. ripping us off. The cheapest
oh,
flight I could get.
God.
The 6:30 flight, don't even bother. It's $800 one way. $800, Marco, one
I've
way.
I've had enough of it, mate.
And Canberra's an hour and 15 minutes by plane. I get a 12:30 flight.
Yeah.
On Jetstar.
Yeah.
Now, flying Jetstar is like flying, I don't know, Air Magna. Right. Like, it's just the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst of the worst. Are you flying Jetstar, third man?
Oh, I have flown Jetstar, yeah.
Yeah, do you like them?
Well, I haven't had any bad experiences with them, but I do know some people don't like them yet.
Oh, really? You've never been cancelled as you're about to jump on a flight?
I have, but I've been cancelled on Virgin and Qantas as well.
Oh, I haven't.
I've been cancelled, but it was only a half hour
I also
delay.
Got charged $300 because I was 3 kilos over in weight.
Right.
And not around my belt, around my suitcase.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So, anyway, I ended up getting a... So I could have got the car shipped down for $500.
Yeah.
It's cost me $411 to get a flight to Canberra.
$400, jeez.
$411, one way to Canberra.
That's crazy.
In America, if you were doing the same sector, it'd be $35 to $80.
Oh, it's a joke.
We are getting ripped to the eyeballs.
Well, here's the thing too. My mother-in-law booked a flight from Mackay to Melbourne on Bonza, direct.
Yep. Yeah.
$115.
That's sensational.
With bags. So $80 without bags, I think. $115 with bags. $400 to Canberra.
But Bonza don't do the flights. There's no. Rex, Virgin, Qantas. Actually, I'll call them Jetstar because they may want to sponsor us, but we'll see what happens.
Maybe not after this conversation.
What is Rex's, sell? Is it Sikkim? Is there, on their planes? Do they have Sikkim?
No, that is brilliant.
When you walk in, there should be a little anteater there and
Sikkim Rex.
There's a little voice bubble and it just says Sikkim Rex.
So good.
Why wouldn't they do that? And then you get a free pair of jocks.
Actually, even better.
When you get on the plane.
Even Bookem Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be their booking page. Bookem Rex.
You know what they should have on their sick bags on the plane? They should say Sikkim Rex there.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Sick in Rex. Yeah.
That would work.
Sick
would
in
work.
Rex.
So good.
Sick in Rex.
Yeah.
Well, we should start an advertising company.
We should be involved at least.
So the point of the car thing is A, great new car.
Great new
B,
car.
Getting rinsed over the price of
the flight. Well, I should have paid the $500 and just got a ship to Melbourne and saved myself a flight, but I might go visit Parliament House. You been to Parliament House?
Yes. Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just the pelicans that are in there that have kind of ruined
it. You were there last year, Marco.
Yeah, I was there last year. And the first...
Did you go with Dan?
No. The first three people I saw were the troublemaker who's always in fights at the...
Jackie Lambie.
Catter.
Bob Catter. What about Bob lately? Yeah. Bob's gone mental again.
Yeah. And so the first three. What's
Jackie the name? Lambie, Bob Catter.
Pauline.
Oh, Hanson.
One, two, three.
There's only one
bang,
more.
Bang, bang, bang.
If you're going to put one more on the monkey committee, it'd be Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah.
Oh, you God. Put Barnaby in there. Barnaby, Pauline, Bob and Jackie.
Yeah, that audio Bob Catter talking about crocodiles and gay people from a few years ago is one of the funniest things you've ever heard in your life. You've heard it, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
He's like a cartoon character, that bloke.
It's so funny.
It's like a parody of a parody.
You see, like 2 weeks ago, getting a punch on? Essentially punch on at like a Senate inquiry?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, the
That's
greatest,
what happens in our political
you know,
world.
You know, can I give you our two greatest politicians ever?
Oh, yeah.
Bob Hawke?
No. Not
what?
Not in the top three.
Ooh.
Are you joking?
Mel Meninga and Billy Brownless. The two greatest politicians.
Who lasted the longest?
No, I reckon Billy did. Because Billy actually did a press conference.
Yeah.
Mel was actually Mel got asked his first question. It wasn't even a press conference.
Got halfway
stand up,
through it,
and he goes, "You know, I'm here for the people, and you know, I've always liked and
so funny." Hey, let's play. Hey, hang on, let's play the audio. Let's have a listen to the Mel audio. It's so funny.
I remember September 24th, 2001. It was the first day where ABC TV News, the Canberra edition, was coming back on air. Now, it was also the first day of Mal Meninga's political career. It was his first radio interview as a politician. Seemed to be going okay, and then something happened.
Why are you standing?
A number of reasons. I guess throughout my sporting career, I've had the urge to do community work, and I think I've, you know, I've really worked hard on that aspect my 16 years in Canberra. And the thing about that is that I was, I guess, a public figure, and I was put on as on the podium where I was just a person out there making sure that I was, I'm buggered. I'm sorry.
So Marilyn Meninga is leaving the studio, and he says that he can't do it.
Mal Meninga's political career had lasted
It never gets old. It never gets old.
They asked Billy about something about to do with...
Yeah, the backbench.
That's right, Cocko.
Cocko is such a Billy word, isn't it?
It's so good.
Hey, I've got a Can We Still Be Friends?
Oh, huh? Really?
I brought this up before.
Is this to do with your said friend?
No. Or this is to do with third man over here.
Oh, no.
I have touched on this just a little bit once before, but I'm going to...
I like him. I don't care what other people say, I like him.
I'm going to keep that dump button ready here.
I'm back and over it.
Oh, God, here we go.
Because my son goes to a boys' school.
Yep.
And you know what boys are like. They find a little weakness and they're just, you know it. Bang, yeah, bang, yep, bang. They won't...
Relentless.
On TikTok. We're on TikTok.
Who isn't?
Right. Well, it's been banned in the States. Did you see that?
They're trying to ban it.
Anyway.
Lucky we're here.
Every kid in bloody St. Kevin's is on TikTok, and now every kid is following a couple of blokes.
Bang.
And guess bang. What happens?
What? You copy.
Third man over there writes these headlines, you know, and their headlines designed so you can want to listen. Well, what's that about?
So he's not only the voice of the show, he's also the editor and the sub-editor.
Yeah. Anyway, these headlines, because it's funny and because they can get into Kelly, you know, there was a headline the other day, something about our marriage, right?
Oh, marriage is on the rocks.
Marriage is on the rocks. So he's got every second kid at St. Kevin's College talking to him about, hey, your mum and dad are about to split up, Kelly.
Oh, no.
It's getting worse, mate. He came home in tears the other day.
Did he?
Oh, tears.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
Can we just, you know, soften up the headlines a little bit, give my kid a break at school?
All right, for the next month.
Make him about Ox.
It's about me.
Give my son a month off.
Okay.
My kid's 19, that. My daughter's 17, so they can handle it. Not Kelly, he's only 13.
He's going home black and blue because of you.
He's getting the absolute suitcases punched out of him.
Do you know what I find interesting here? Comments about your marriage and how maybe breaking up and so on and so forth. You're not concerned about what Trish might think about it, but you're concerned about what Kelly's mates at school think about it.
No one's bashing Trish up at work. If they were, you'd hear about it.
not yet.
All right.
No, we're obviously not on Facebook.
can we just run the headlines by us before you just
fire
them off willy-nilly?
Enough is enough.
Oh, you should see the ones written about you, Ox.
I got thick skin and I'm happy to wear it.
Yeah, you're happy if your kids get bashed up at school. Oh, I'm not.
Come on. Indy does the bashing at my at her school.
She's the bully.
I apologise. Now, we've had a caller who wants to have a chat about something that you guys were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, just hand out the hotline like you normally do.
Well, I could.
You hand that out willy-nilly, it seems.
We could just call him and say g'day.
Yeah, I prefer that. I'd like it better if we don't start.
And then can we ring St. Kevin's? I've got to stop these bashing.
Well, let's call Nathan. We'll call Nathan.
Hello.
Hey, Nathan, couple of blokes here. Marco and Ox, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you guys?
Good. We thought we needed to call you. What do you got for us?
Okay. So, first things first, I'm a first time, long time.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you. So, just while I was calling, a couple of weeks ago, Marco mentioned you were talking about the name Randy.
Yes,
that's right.
And
I used to have a teammate called Randy Fink at Texas Tech. He ended up being a huge banker over in the States. Not a wanker,
yeah,
a banker.
A banker.
And like a big time, you know, earns $2 million a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice.
Well done, Randy.
Yeah, and so, yeah, you were going on about that and there not being specifically too many Randys in Altona. Just sort of wanted to give you an update. My old man is named Randy, actually, and he's from Altona and he isn't a Yank.
That is magnificent.
You're joking.
Fair dinkum.
So we found a Randy in Altona.
Yeah.
That's what we do and here he would at a couple
have been,
of
and he would have been a young Randy too. So he would have a young Randy is a young name. He's not
how old is Randy?
My old man's gonna be 59. Just turned 59.
Did Randy get bashed at school?
No, not at all. No, if anything it was my old man sort of probably going the other way.
Really?
Can I ask, has he got siblings? Has he got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, he's got an older brother.
What's his name?
Simon.
Hornick. Simon!
Simon.
You got Randy and Simon.
I was thinking his parents might be hippies and I thought there might have been, you know, might have been daylight or, you know, sunshine or
a different
name. Oh, there you go. Randy. Well, I'm blown away. There's a Randy that lives in Altona.
Fabulous. And he didn't get bashed at school.
No,
when
he was
a
given
kid.
The bashings.
Yeah. Not at all. He was from Willie, so knew how to handle himself.
Yeah, the Willie boys did.
Randy from Willie. That's ironic.
Randy from Willie. Yeah. It just gets better. It just gets better. Next thing, don't you know where we moved to? Dingers. He moved to Dingley.
And if he goes to WA, he could live in Cockburn.
Of course he could. That's where he holidays.
It's hot over there. Very, very hot. Hey, thanks for your call, mate. I appreciate it.
No dramas. I just wanted to say I've loved listening to you boys. I was quite a big fan back in the day of years on SCN, especially on my drives back from Geelong.
Oh, good on you,
beautiful, mate.
Thanks for staying in touch, mate. We appreciate it.
Nah, thanks, boys.
What a good man.
Do you know, just speaking of Randys, do you guys know that 70s, ever heard of the 70s song Just When I Needed You Most? Have you heard that song? It's like a love
song.
Can
you sing it for us?
No, I can't sing it for us. We'll play a bit of it here. Hang on, let's grab it. Recognise that?
Yeah.
So you know who the singer is? His name is Randy Van Warmer.
That is a fabulous name.
Is that not the funniest
Randy
name?
Randy Van Warmer.
Now, sure, now that's a stage name, right? There's no way any person would call themselves Randy Van Warmer.
It's normally your mum or your dad that calls you that.
Yeah. It's like Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
One of the greatest ever porn names ever.
I thought that was his real name.
Was it?
I thought Dirk Diggler was his real name.
Randy Van Warmer.
Dirk Diggler can't be a real name. I don't think it can be.
Dirk Diggler.
I wonder if Randy Van Warmer is his real name. You know what we'll do? Let's have a break, get a glass of water, and we'll find out. We'll Google it. We'll come back and we'll clarify that right after this.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco, and as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode, and it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
Marco, you found if Dirk Diggler's real name is something different to Dirk Diggler?
No, I was actually doing something else.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Dirk Diggler was born as Stephen Samuel Adams on the 15th of April 1961 outside St. Paul, Minnesota.
Stephen Adams, wasn't he a basketballer from New Zealand?
No.
No.
That's Adams.
Is his name Steve?
Steve Adams. Steve Adams, yeah. Not Stephen Samuel Adams.
Okay.
and he wasn't born in 1961.
And he doesn't call himself Dirk Diggler.
His parents were a construction worker and a boutique shop owner who attended church every Sunday.
Yeah.
Looking for a career as a male model, Diggler drops out of school at age 16, leaves home, and becomes one of the greatest porn stars of all time.
Dirk Diggler.
So his name was...
Great name.
I thought it was his real name, but it's probably a little bit out there. Stephen Samuel Adams.
What about Randy Van Warmer?
I've found some information here that will... It's blown me away. Randy Van Warmer, who sings the song Just When I Needed You
His
Most.
Name's Richard Van Hopper.
His name is John Adams or something.
It's actually his real name.
Oh, well done.
Randall Van Warmer.
So he's shortened it to Randy, yeah.
To Randy.
All Randalls are Randys, aren't they? Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that where it comes from? Yeah. Randy is Randall.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, Andrews, Randys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just shortened everything.
Yeah, okay.
And it is interesting. He died. Was he born in 55, 1955, died in 2004, aged 48. I reckon died of embarrassment.
Oh, don't you dare say that.
I think he did. I think he did.
That's a new low. Just taking the piss out of dead people
on
the show.
Let's go to death. What did he die of?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, hang on. Leukemia. Oh, okay. Now I feel bad.
Now you should feel bad.
Yeah, I do.
Good. Leave that in too, please, big man.
Actually, who was the last person that you know that died of embarrassment? Just to narrow it down a bit. Oh,
I'm not sure it's a strong cause of death.
No, it's not.
I reckon Joe Biden's in line.
He'll die.
No, I reckon he's in line. Hey, you've got a...
Don't be a hero.
You've got a don't be a hero, haven't you?
And it's not me. But it's my friend's daughter.
And, so she's the hero.
And I'm also going to give a warning right now that if you are wearing noise-cancelling headphones, expect trouble.
Yeah. Ooh.
Just expect trouble.
Why? What's happened?
So my friend's daughter is walking her dog down the road. It is a golden cocker spaniel.
Hang on.
And Sonny's
a champion.
You
can get a golden cocker spaniel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you?
They're beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. Beautiful dogs.
Okay. I had no idea cocker spaniels came golden.
Oh, yeah. And walking the dog down the road, she's got her headphones on.
That's dangerous.
And she's in the Carlton area. She hears a commotion behind her.
Right.
And a car has left the road.
Oh.
She jumps out of the way, has to let go of the dog. Had to let go of the dog because the car had mounted the footpath, has just missed her by 2 or 3 centimetres.
Wow.
Jeez. About to run over the dog. The dog flees forward and the car runs through into the shop.
Are you joking?
No, broad daylight on a Tuesday afternoon.
So the car has split the middle of your friend's daughter and this golden cocker spaniel.
So the lady's in the car. She gets into the car, pulls the lady out of the car. The lady's only a young kid. She's 19 or 20. She's still on her P's. Pulls as a hero would. As a superhero would, other people have got in cars and got people out. You may remember the story. I don't want to relive old stories, but
it was a good one.
The cape was on.
Yep.
So in she goes, gets the lady out of the car. The shop owner goes and gets the dog because the dog's frightened.
Right. Is it now a brown cocker spaniel?
There is brown everywhere. Like, seriously.
Understandable.
Thankfully, the girl was okay at a medical episode.
Yeah.
Got her out of the car. But she said the noise-cancelling headphones nearly cost her a life. The shop assistant who saw it happen said 2 centimetres.
That's it.
Was the difference between you being here and you not. Even though your life was on the line, into the car, gets the young kid out who nearly killed her and was a hero.
Hmm.
We're going to put up a photo. Put up a photo of the car inside the shop. Unbelievable.
It's a great warning for people who are getting around with these stupid earphones in all the time.
It's the headphone. It's the noise-cancelling ones. It's all right to have headphones because you can hear everything else. But the noise-cancelling ones, she was so lucky.
Mate, there's 40,000 years worth of evolution in our bodies.
Maybe even more.
Peripheral vision is one part of us. All right? It can only go so far. They gave us some ears for a reason.
Yeah. Yep.
That helps.
And Chopper Reed abused him. He abused him. If you cut him off, you deserve not to hear as much. Yeah. Is that true?
So we can all learn from Chopper.
I would think so. I don't think it meant he couldn't hear anymore. I'm not sure it meant that he couldn't hear.
Well, I'm tipping he lost some little bit of hearing because these are like...
They capture it.
They funnel sound into your head.
Do you think about pouring petrol into a container or a container?
A jiffy.
If you don't have a funnel, you're going to spill petrol out. You don't get as much. It's the same as hearing. If you cut your ears off, you're not gathering all that information.
That's another good lesson. Don't cut your ears off, kids.
Great lesson. Have you ever seen those videos of people who get wax taken out of their ears?
Yes. I've had it done.
Oh, really?
Really?
I've not done it, but I want to get it done.
The best ever.
Really?
The best thing ever. And it comes out in like a tube, which is the same size as your ear canal, and it goes...
Really?
Pops out, and it's like that. And you hear it's like a dice that comes out.
Do you hear sharper?
Unbelievable. I can hear you. If I'm here, I can hear you at Hampton talking to your set friend about her runners quite easily.
You know, do you ever see those ads? They come up on social media a lot, and it's like the little spiral that goes in, and they show the little cartoon of what a cotton bud does and just jams it closer and closer, and then they show you what the spiral does. You just give it a little light twisting, and it just pulls out. I bought one of those.
Did it work?
It never arrived.
What?
I paid $20 for one of those things, and it never, ever arrived. You just made me think about it then.
That is disgusting.
Did it about 18 months ago.
My kids got me a nose hair trimmer.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest ever.
They'll send you a message, those two.
One of...
That wasn't the birthday present, mate. That was a message.
It shaves the do you call them pubic hairs?
No.
Old people hairs.
You call them ear hairs.
Yeah. Ear hairs and nose hairs.
Believe me, it wasn't a present, mate. That is, Dad, you're embarrassing the hell out of us, mate.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
You have been embarrassing us for a long, long time.
I'm just letting you know they also do cut pubic hairs.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Do we have to go there?
Well, you're leaning mean these days, eh?
We are going to lose our pod license. You want some feedback, boys?
Do we have a license?
Yeah, we do.
Of course we do.
Really?
Yeah. And whenever you say stuff like that, you put it at risk.
Well, how do you get cut off?
Don't.
Where is the edge?
Do not lift the veil behind.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
Not just anyone can start podcasts and sport.
Okay, feedback time. Our mate Darg's up in Port Douglas.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is good. Now, he's talking about your Valentine's Day mishap, Marco, where you promised a big game, you talked a big game, and...
You put your outfit on, she put her outfit on, and... You both fell asleep.
And it went pear-shaped.
No, it's because the electricity went off. It was that night.
Mate, that's the best time.
That was the night.
That's the best time when you can't see each other.
We had to look sort after pretend. The milk.
You can pretend.
The eggs might have gone off. It's bloody horrible.
Well, Dargs has shared his Valentine's Day tip that he says never fails him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Hey, boys. Every Valentine's Day, I let my wife choose the bait for the day. Who said romance is dead?
What, sandworms or?
The fishing, yes.
What would you go with? Do you ever use sandworms when you go fishing?
Yeah, occasionally.
Do you have that pump? That's one of my childhood memories is my grandfather taking me fishing.
Still got a light.
And he would use this sand pump. It must have been like at Port Melbourne or something. And worms that appear.
Yeah, so it's only for the whiting. The whiting, not the sandworms.
That's exactly what he used. He used to love whiting rocks. Yep. Jeez, you're a good fisherman.
There we go.
Marco, you're the king of first world problems. You've got a bunch of them and they are generally pretty lame. But
they are serious issues in my life.
Yeah, remember a couple of weeks ago, a little while ago, you were talking about the first world problem of yours with a new car and the map's not being 3D.
Yeah.
I still haven't fixed it.
I cannot even say that without thinking how ridiculous
it is. I showed you the other day. I was actually backing out the other day. He goes, show me your map. And I showed it to him and it was in 2D. It was very annoying. And I showed you the steps I had to go through. It took about 5 or 6 seconds.
Oh, my heart bleeds. Anyway, Belly's written in. In line with Marco's first world problem with the car map, I've got something similar. I bought a new car last year. It's driving me nuts. The bloody thing tries to drive for me. It steers the car if I swerve a millimetre off course.
That's right.
And it sends off alarms if a car breaks in front of me.
That's called lane assist.
Yeah. 100 metres away. I crap myself every time it does
it. Just take it off.
I've been driving for 30 years. I don't need the car to drive for me. Here's the problem though, Ox, that he said. Belly has said, the problem is because they're safety features, you cannot turn them off permanently.
Yes, you can.
So every time I get in the car, I've got to spend a minute turning all the BS safety features off.
Settings, go into the car, look up, What's it called? Lane assist. Yeah. The one where the car breaks, I'm not sure you can take that one off, but lane assist you can definitely take off.
Yeah. And you can also stop the odometer if you don't want the kilometres to go up. That's a little bit more fiddling around, but good luck with that.
I reckon you can turn that off too because my wife Jay's got a car and she had this thing that was going off whenever we'd go through a school zone and it was annoying as anything. And so, but even on a weekend or a public holiday or whatever. And so we had to get the manual. It took about 20 minutes to figure out how to turn the thing off. But it's turned off.
I love how you send the maps and the ETA that you're going to get to.
Now, that's amazing, isn't it?
Well done to you for doing that.
Yeah, it's a really handy thing to do. It's a great feature.
Yeah, do you want to share ETA?
You share ETA on maps. It's a bloody ripper.
Yeah, but what Maps has done, it has stopped all those non-punctual punks out there because you can't blame Melway anymore.
That's exactly right.
Got lost. Sorry, I didn't know where I was going. You can't get lost. It doesn't matter how stupid you are.
Yeah.
Unless you just say you were going to 21 Bell Street.
Yeah.
Unless you say 21 Bell Street, put it in, go bang, and you've done Greensboro instead of Werribee. It's the only way you can get lost these days.
And the best bit is if you put it in your calendar and you put in their alarm at time to leave, you even get it told when to leave in case traffic. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
No, mate.
I haven't seen that either.
When you put in, so it'll say couple of blokes, you put in the location, assembled media, and then you put in the time it starts, bang, then you go down to alarms and you put in time to leave. And then you will automatically, it's all factored in.
Huh.
So it'll know whether there's trouble. So you might be ready to, thinking you've got to leave in half an hour. Then go, you have a quick look, time to leave. Oh. You need to go now. And then you get in the car and you see why. There's traffic everywhere.
Pretty good.
Well, that's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. If I have to come to Melbourne from Geelong,
traffic.
The first thing I do is go to Maps, put in the address, and it'll say an hour 27 or... It'll say an hour 46 or it'll say 2 hours 30. So
two hours thirty comes up a lot at the moment.
Actually the road's just about getting better. It's not far off.
Yeah.
It's not far off. We're only four and a half years behind and eight billion behind
that's a bargain. It's a bargain.
They've done well. Yeah.
Does it factor in Extinction Rebellion people blocking the West Gate Bridge?
No. I tell you now, don't start me on that. Do not start me on those protesters.
They should have been in jail for 6 months, not 6 days.
I would have thrown them off the bridge.
Would you?
Yep.
Well, that's why they put those things up.
They'd be extinct, all right.
So, you know, when that happened, this is about 3 weeks ago in Melbourne. There was Extinction Rebellion protesters, people who don't know, blocking the Westgate Bridge, which
is a
huge thoroughfare from the western suburbs and from Geelong into Melbourne.
Yeah. Three of the five lanes they blocked.
It was unbelievable. With a big budget rented truck. It was unbelievable.
A woman who was on the way to hospital to give birth gave birth on the side of the road because of these freaks.
If she had lost the baby because of
Oh my gosh.
No,
can't even think about it.
Don't even start.
Cannot even think about it.
Imagine it came out breached or something like that, you know? You just don't know.
And they got a couple of months in jail or whatever they got put in. But the one thing about what they're doing, because there's a female protester and a male protester. The female protester was from New South Wales and the male protester was from Druin Way.
Yeah,
so it's not crazy. Even Melbourne people.
It's crazy town.
No, it really is. Speaking of driving, more feedback. This is on the story of the pick that we had of Poth Road in Melbourne with the divider.
So two councils.
Yeah, the two councils. One had done the potholes, one had not done the potholes.
Right. and whatever it was.
Cinders wrote in and she said, that is a power play move by the council who got it right. So she reckons there's a bit of a
unusual for power plays at councils.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so good, councils.
Oh, yeah.
Brian has written in and said, hey, guys, funny, I was listening to the episode of the podcast at the very moment I was driving on this road.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's right.
My old school. Hopefully you're on the good side.
My old school used to be on Poth Road.
Did it?
Yeah, Oakley Tech. Right at the top.
Still there?
No, it's now a McDonald's.
Actually, some would say more learning being done there than Oakley Tech.
Maybe. 2 weeks ago, we talked about neighbours' bins and can you use neighbours' bins and what are the scenarios in which you can use neighbours' bins?
Yeah.
Lee Fothering wrote in. Lee said, once the bin is on the nature strip, free game.
Open slather.
As long as you're on good terms with your neighbour.
Yeah.
If you're not on good terms, like for instance, if there is a half nature strip mower on one side, that person is not welcome to use my bin. None of them, even if they're empty.
Right.
Not until he apologises.
And another one from Dargs, our mate up in Port Douglas here. For the neighbour's bin, about 1 a.m. is when I use it, but lowering the empty stubbies without making noise is the challenge.
Yeah, that's okay. Yes. That's okay. You can do anything at 1 a.m. No worries.
I think you can too. Yeah. A final bit of feedback, and this is a question for you. It's actually a civil selfishness from Roscoe in Mackay.
Roscoe Pico.
Roscoe has got a bit of civil selfishness to suggest. Roscoe has said, guys, during the festive shopping rush when car parks are at a premium, some tool here in Mackay decided that six steps was too far to return their shopping trolley, resulting in a car park being blocked up.
Oh, you're joking.
That's pretty average.
They couldn't put the trolley back or six steps away.
Oh, I know. Awful.
What a selfish bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
Trolleys.
I've always liked Roscoe, but
trolleys.
He's finished with a whack for third man.
You know,
oh, you got a whack.
Also, if third man's having trouble with the word colonoscopy, I'm wondering if it's linked to the phrase, do I have to pay for these grapes?
Yes.
Roscoe. Oh,
excellent, Roscoe.
Is an arsehole.
Every time I walk into the supermarket and I grab one of those trolleys, I think about you and grapes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I stand by my view on grapes.
No, you stand by thieving.
No, I don't.
That's stealing, Dan.
Have you ever bought some grapes and they've been shonky?
No, I don't eat grapes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I have.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you
that's the risk you take, isn't
sampled
it,
one before you bought them, you would know that pack was okay.
You ever bought a T-bone steak?
I don't even.
Yeah, it's got a bit of marble in it or a bit of fat.
Give us a bit. Let me just bite into that.
Jeez.
Doesn't make sense.
Anyway, what do you think of your civil selfishness, though? Shopping trolleys, blocking car parks.
Disgusting.
Clearly, no one's going to argue with that.
You know, shopping trolleys, when I think of shopping trolleys, I always think of crime. Because every crime.
Why?
I don't know. Kids always take them and they're bloody wheeling.
Carts, yeah.
Whenever there's looting in America, what are they using?
Shopping trolleys.
If you made it $20, you had to put a $20 note in to get your trolley out, we'd have no trouble. Because there's a till of coin. But, but everyone was using washers and you'd almost use a stone. It was so primitive.
Surely you should be able to leave a deposit now on your phone.
That's exactly right. Great idea. They should have. Actually, have they got GPSs in trolleys?
No.
Another good idea.
Eagle Eye can look after everything.
Good business idea.
There we go.
I like it. That's the feedback, boys.
Wait, I've got one politically incorrect, if you don't mind.
Ooh.
So I've got a possum issue at my place.
Shoot it.
So I think they're protected, and this is why is politically incorrect. Possums are.
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Protected from who?
From people like us.
Mate, if this thing was a rat, believe me, I would blast it off this planet.
Well, let's pretend it's a rat.
You can't. It's a possum. So,
well, technically.
There is a wire that goes across my front of the house, and it actually doesn't go to my house. It goes to the next door neighbour's house. It's a whole other story.
It's electrical wire.
Yeah. It powers my next door neighbour, and it goes right over my driveway.
Put one of those things on it.
Where I park my car.
Put the half cone on it.
And my daughter, who does a little bit of skateboarding out the front, sees it going across all the time, but this possum is now stopping and pissing on my car.
Oh, yeah, he's not mucking around now.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Before that, before the trees when we first moved in there, guess what? He was jumping off that thing, but he jumped onto the main limb and broke the main limb, not off one tree, off both my beautiful trees.
Oh, my God.
So those trees now have not grown properly.
This is a bushy-tailed possum. It's not a ring-tail.
That's right.
Yep. He's a big boy.
He goes over the back of the house in the middle of the night. I've got a nice couple of chairs out in the backyard.
Oh, no.
He's sitting in those chairs and he's pissing in my chairs.
And he's dropping Larry Birds too.
That's right. I've got the possum spray to keep him off. The possum spray is immune to it. And the noise that he makes at nighttime, jumping from one roof to the next on top of where I sleep, I'm telling you, I'm going to kill it.
No, you get a cage. Just get a cage, put an apple in it. Once you catch a possum, put a hessian bag around it, take it, put it in the back of the car, go out to the bush, release the possum. But you got to do it more than 7 Ks, otherwise you'll come back.
Why are they protected? I want to know that. There's thousands.
That's a really good point.
Why is a possum protected?
I can't answer that.
Peter the possum man, expect a call because I've had enough.
I understand that too, but getting a possum man out, it's expensive.
How much does he cost, Peter the possum man?
It's about $300 a possum. And you know they don't live by themselves.
We should get him on as a sponsor. If they're making $300 a possum.
Yeah. No,
Dan,
do.
Can you put that on your to-do list, please?
What?
Give Peter the possum man. I would love nothing more than Peter the Possum Man to be our major sponsor.
Is that a real person or are you making that up?
No, it's a business.
I'm Peter the Possum Man.
Oh, I've never heard of that dude.
You've never heard of Peter the Possum Man.
He's not in advertising like us, Mark.
Yeah, I guess he's right.
He's not in advertising.
Bloody hell. Maybe they haven't got a branch in Wollongong. I don't know. All right, guys, you ready for a joke?
Yes. Let's spin the wheel.
You're not going to believe it.
Oh, please.
It's a possum joke.
Who put that on the wheel?
Daz.
He's genius.
He's so quick, isn't he?
How did he know that was going to happen?
He's a genius. He survived the HR meeting, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, after the
I'm
song incident.
You, only just.
Has he still got the moustache? I haven't seen him for a while.
No, it's gone.
Now, well, that's at least a good foot that he has put forward.
Yes, it is.
Because that was a disgusting-looking thing on the lip. That was pathetic. Right, have you found a possum joke?
No. The first time in our 60 episodes, there are no possum jokes worth telling.
What would Dame Edna say? That there is not one possum joke that we could find?
This is what Dame Edna would say.
Hello, possums. Yes, it's me, Dame Edna, and aren't I looking gorgeous?
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.